into the post to Jakob. He's going to throw it down with two hands, and he'll draw the foul. It's an and one for Jakob Poeltl as he high-fives his teammates.
It's time to break down some Utes basketball with one of the Running Utes assistant coaches. Bill and OC talk X's and O's with guys who have the best seat in the house. And today, Bill and OC speak with Running Utes assistant coach Andy Hill. And it's only right here on Utah's number one sports talk and home of the Utes, ESPN 700.
Bill and OC show, ESPN 700. Brian Swinney sitting in for Bill Riley because Bill is already in New York.
What's he doing? Probably eating pizza. They have that that traditional, Sbarro? Is that like the traditional New York style pizza?
Sure. Yeah, just the big flat slices.
Yeah.
You fold them in half.
Yeah.
You can't eat them flat. You have to fold it in half.
Them. You got
to
fold them.
Like a real
them.
New Yorker.
Which one's the original Rays in New York?
There's the one on 11th Street?
Is that what they said?
Is it? It's Santa Claus says that in Elf.
Yeah, in Elf. Yeah, I watched Elf two nights ago, and I should have remembered that. I was kind of dozing in and out as I was watching. Bill, find the right one.
Utah assistant basketball coach Andy Hill joins us on the Bill and OC show. Coach, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. About to eat my fingernails listening to you guys talk about pizza.
Yeah, have you gone out for a slice yet? Is that allowed when the players are probably on healthier diets? Do you as coaches get to go out and grab a slice every now and again?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd eat about anything right now. We just got to the hotel. Actually, we landed about a little after 3, and then we had a little 2-hour bus ride because of the traffic. It was crazy. So we got the hotel about a half hour ago, a little bit more, and just relaxing in the room, watching Steph Curry on the big screen here in Times Square.
All right. So obviously, you know, you come off a big win over Savannah State. It was not the greatest challenge that your team has faced. Do you feel like you were able to iron out some of the kinks that the team saw against Wichita State?
Yeah, I think, you know, we needed some confidence. Went on the road, and Wichita State smacked us right in the mouth. So it was nice to come home and play and improve. And hopefully some guys got some confidence. We were really pleased with, regardless of the team, whenever you play a game, it's nice that we had so many assists on so many made field goals, and that was something we were disappointed in at Wichita. We didn't share the ball like we have or are capable of or we have over the years at Utah. So that was disappointing. But coming home and doing that and guys sacrificing and playing for each other, that was really the big key. And our defense, you know, I think we did a good job defensively versus Savannah State, and that's something we've been harping on and want to keep getting better at.
Coach, you mentioned confidence and people gaining that confidence, getting their confidence back. And we saw Brandon Taylor last night just right out of the chute, making his first 4 shots, ended up with 13 points for the game. And he's been a guy who struggled, especially from outside, over the course of the season. How important was last night's game for Brandon?
I think it was big. I think Brandon, we had a little meeting after we got back from Wichita, just Larry addressed the team. And I think guys just needed to grab a little bit of fresh air and some focus. And I think Brandon would say the same, and he jumped up and made him last night. We know he's a great shooter and has shot the ball well over the years, in the Pac-12. So we're not stressing. Maybe he was pushing a little bit much just because he's so competitive and he wants to do well. So maybe a breath of fresh air and taking a deep breath and just kind of letting it come to you, and everyone, you know, just sharing the ball and playing for each other and having fun. So I think that probably helped everyone a little bit.
Lorenzo Bonham had a great night, 6 or 6 from the field. And we've been talking about him a lot over the last couple of weeks. Have you as a coaching staff and as he as an individual figured out the best role for Lorenzo Bonham on this team?
Well, I think it's still evolving. It's always tough, you know, for a junior college kid to come in to a Division I program, especially a program where there's expectations and you're needed right away. So there's an adjustment period because junior college is completely different. There's a lot of things thrown at you. So usually you see junior college kids kind of start to get it all figured out after Christmas, you know, where they're more, you know, accustomed to game plan and the system and all sorts of stuff. So So Lorenzo, actually, like you guys say, he had a great game last night, and he has been shooting the ball well. It's just him getting comfortable within our system, and I think that's starting to come a little bit. And so hopefully we can continue to develop that, and he'll keep improving.
Coach, last night I saw a guy in Kyle, I'm going to call him Home Court Kuzma, because he plays so much better when he's at the Huntsman Center. He had 18 points in 18 minutes, but it was the way he got them, and that he continued to get post position down deep where he could catch the ball, turn around, and instantly lay it in. It's not the game we saw out of Kyle Kuzma last year. How much time did he put in the offseason to make himself more of a versatile player where he's actually scoring a lot of his points inside this year?
He did a nice job in the offseason. You know, he put on great weight. He and Coach Rock worked together, and obviously I think you can see the difference in his body. And then part of it's a philosophy and mentality, and that's what we need to do. That's, you know, that's one of Larry's priorities. We want to throw the ball down next to the basket. And it's a twofold deal. One, it helps those guys. Two, it helps our other guys. When the ball plays through Jakob and Kuz, sometimes they're such good passers that other guys are able to find open shots, and they're shooting such a high percentage next to the basket. I mean, I think Jakob's 68% or something like that. I didn't check today. So those are high percentage shots. And then he gets other guys' shots. I mean, he's, for a guy that has had such a good year, he's probably one of the most unselfish guys you'll ever be around. So it's just a good way for our team to play. We stressed it in practice, and we need to keep doing it. The ball needs to go down there, and that's where it needs to – we need to make some hay. So hopefully we'll continue to do that and won't get away from it.
We know Duke is a very dangerous team. Where are they most dangerous?
They just play so dang fast and physical. They're just – they're on it every possession. It's coming at you. You know, they're a much different team than they were last year, obviously. Last year with Okafor, the game slowed down and they played through the post kind of like we were just talking about, which any good coach would do with such a great player like Okafor. This year's team is built a little differently, I believe. You know, they don't have that Okafor, although Plumlee's a great player. They use him differently than Okafor. And without Jefferson, it even becomes more perimeter-oriented. So they play really fast. The floor's wide open, and we're going to have to do a good job of slowing them down. And that's part of that's not getting sped up on offense and taking good shots and not letting them pressure you and get you playing so fast that you can't play straight. So hopefully we'll do that.
They've got a jack of all trades, a guy that's very athletic and Grayson Allen. How do you slow down a guy in Allen who looks like one of the better players in the entire country?
Well, it's going to be a team effort. I think we face some guys like him, you know, in Van Vliet and Baker. I mean, awful good guards, right? And he's the same. Now, I think he gets probably more touches, volume touches overall, just because those guys maybe play off each other a little bit more, if you will. But it's going to be a task. We're going to have to do a good job. It's going to have to be a good team effort. We're going to have to get some help from our bigs, and our guards are going to have to do a good job. And obviously, anytime you play Duke, you're going to have to be on your A game.
All right, Coach, the question of the day, and I know you're busy right in the middle of the season.
Unless he may sneak out tonight. You
where,
don't know.
Where do you stand on Star Wars? The Force Awakens releases tonight. You going to find some time in your hectic schedule?
Well, I don't know about that, big fella. I'm not a big Star Wars guy. My son is, and he's here with me, but I saw the cool poster they did on the Utah Athletic site with a few of the players and had the Star Wars theme in there. So I'll probably be on the Duke Star Wars show, which is the Duke film. So if they can create some Star Wars on there, I'll probably have a chance to check it out.
Yeah, play the theme song in the background while you're watching
have a little
Duke
Darth
film or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, have the Darth Vader theme going in the background while you watch Duke.
Well, since Bill's here and he's just kind of touring around and enjoying New York City and eating and stuff, I'll have him sing while I'm watching film.
Perfect. Thanks, Coach.
All right, boys. Take care. Happy holidays.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Same
to
you.
Thank you.
Andy Hill.